Model Test 2, Part 1, Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more.
Wages and salary. One of the most difficult functions of personnel management is to develop a fair system of wages. Since labor costs represent a certain percentage of total product costs, wages that are too high may result in too expensive products in the market. But inadequate wages may not attract good workers and promote production. A satisfactory program should attract well-qualified workers, keep them satisfied in their jobs, and inspire them to produce. The term wages and salary are often used interchangeably, but they do have slightly different meanings. Wages are employees' pay based on the number of hours worked. They generally are paid to production employees. Salary is employees' pay calculated on a weekly, monthly, or yearly basis. It is usually paid to white-collar workers, such as office personnel, managers, and professional employees. The wage policy of most companies is based on wages paid by other companies in the area that compete for the same labor, the cost of living, the workers' productivity, and so on. One of the most difficult functions of personnel management. Is to develop a fair system of wages. Since labor costs represent a certain percentage of total product costs, wages that are too high may result in too expensive products in the market. But inadequate wages may not attract good workers and promote production. A satisfactory program should attract well-qualified workers, keep them satisfied in their jobs, and inspire them to produce. The term wages and salary are often used interchangeably. but they do have slightly different meanings. Wages are employees' pay based on the number of hours worked. They generally are paid to production employees. Salary is employees' pay calculated on a weekly, monthly, or yearly basis. It is usually paid to white-collar workers, such as office personnel, managers, and professional employees. The wage policy of most companies is based on wages paid by other companies, in the area that compete for the same labor, the cost of living, the workers' productivity, and so on. One of the most difficult functions of personnel management is to develop a fair system of wages. Since labor costs represent a certain percentage of total product costs, wages that are too high may result in too expensive products in the market. But inadequate wages may not attract good workers and promote production. A satisfactory program should attract well-qualified workers, keep them satisfied in their jobs, and inspire them to produce. The term wages and salary are often used interchangeably. But they do have slightly different meanings. Wages are employees' pay based on the number of hours worked. They generally are paid to production employees. Salary is employees' pay calculated on a weekly, monthly, or yearly basis. It is usually paid to white-collar workers, such as office personnel, managers, and professional employees. The wage policy of most companies is based on wages paid by other companies, in the area that compete for the same labor, the cost of living, the workers' productivity, and so on. One of the most difficult functions of personnel management is to develop a fair system of wages. Since labor costs represent a certain percentage of total product costs, wages that are too high may result in too expensive products in the market. But inadequate wages may not attract good workers and promote production. A satisfactory program should attract well-qualified workers, keep them satisfied in their jobs, and inspire them to produce. The term wages and salary are often used interchangeably, but they do have slightly different meanings. Wages are employees' pay based on the number of hours worked. They generally are paid to production employees. Salary is employees' pay calculated on a weekly, monthly, or yearly basis. It is usually paid to white-collar workers, such as office personnel, managers, and professional employees. The wage policy of most companies is based on wages paid by other companies in the area that compete for the same labor, the cost of living, the workers' productivity, and so on. Now you have 2 minutes to check your work.
Part 2, Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your answer sheet. Section A, Conversations. In this section, you will hear several conversations. Listen to the conversations carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 1.
Hi, Mark. How is it going?
Well, not so great.
What's wrong?
I've got a big problem with the poetry course that's required for my major.
Is that all filled up?
No, there's plenty of room, but there's a prerequisite. I've got to take an introduction to poetry before. I can take the special course in poets of the 1960s, and the introductory course is only offered in the evening.
You don't like evening classes?
No, that's not the point. I work in the cafeteria every evening. I need the money to pay my tuition.
Can you ask someone at work to switch hours with you? Maybe you could just switch a couple of evenings, since the course probably only meets 2 times a week.
I wish I could. My boss just did me a favor by putting me on evenings. And he'll hit the ceiling if I ask to change again.
Wait a minute. I have an idea. Have you checked the courses over at the community college? They might offer an introductory poetry course during the day.
Hey, that's a great idea. I'm free this afternoon. I think I'll go over and check it out.
Yeah, their courses are actually cheaper, and you can transfer the credits over there.
Thanks for the advice, Linda. I'll let you know what happens.
Sure, Mark. Good luck. Oh, while you are there, could you find out when their pool is open?
No problem.
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 2.
Hey, Karen. Looks like you've got some sun this weekend.
Yeah, I guess so. I spent the weekend at the beach.
Oh yeah? That's great. Where did you stay?
Some friends of my parents live out there, and they invited me there for as long as I want to stay.
So why do you go back here already?
Oh, I have a paper I need to work on, and I just couldn't do any serious studying at the beach.
I don't blame you. So what did you do out there? I mean, besides lie out in the sun, obviously.
I jogged up and down the beach, and I played some volleyball. You know, I never realized how hard it is to run on sand. I couldn't get through a whole game before I had to sit down. It's much easier to run on wet sand near the water.
Not to mention cooler. Did you go swimming?
I wanted to, but they said the water isn't warm enough for that until a couple of months from now. So I just waded in up to my knees.
It all sounds so relaxing. I wish I could get away to the beach like that.
It looks like you could use it. Don't tell me you spent the weekend in the library again.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 3.
Hi, Kevin. Your roommate told me that I could find you in the TV lounge. What are you doing here?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Well, it looks like you are watching television. But we have a linear algebra midterm tomorrow, so I thought you'd be studying for it, and maybe I can study with you.
Oh, well, I was just taking a break. This linear algebra stuff gives me a headache if I work on it too long.
I know what you mean. I've been working on it for 3 hours already. I'm beginning to go cross. I'd been theorizing at the sample problems. I just don't get some of them.
But I can't believe you are coming to me. I mean, you do know what I got on the last test, don't you?
Yeah, I know. You told me. I just thought two heads might be better than one.
Yeah, that's a nice idea, but, you know, I wish I knew that person in our class who got 100 on the last test. She didn't miss a question. Was it Elizabeth?
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth. She is a friend of mine. She'd be a big help right now. Why don't I give her a call?
What? At this hour? It's already 10:30. I don't want to impose on her.
Yeah, I guess you are right. But you know what? She owes me a big favor. Let's at least give her a call and see what she says. Maybe going over some of the problems with us would help her review the material.
It's worth a try. Section B, Passages. In this section, you will hear several passages. Listen to the passages carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage.
Passage 1. Maybe you'd like to have a vegetable garden, but you live in a room, an apartment, a townhouse, or a mobile home, and you think there is no place at all for such an activity. But if you have a doorstep, a balcony, or even just a windowsill, you can have your own mini garden. Mini gardening with vegetables, fruit trees, and herbs can be fascinating fun. And you can mix or match all vegetables, or vegetables and flowers. You can grow them in greenhouse, under fluorescent lights, or in a sunny window. Perhaps now, with the prices of fresh vegetables competing with those of meats and dairy products, this is more than ever an important aspect of indoor gardening. But entirely aside from the economic dividends, there is the pleasure of enjoying a truly fresh product, one you grew yourself from plant to plate. Vegetable plants grow better in full sunlight than in the shade. Some vegetables need more light than others. Leafy vegetables like lettuce can stand more shade than root vegetables like beets. Root vegetables can stand more shade than vegetable fruit plants like cucumbers. Plant your vegetable fruit plants where they will get the most sun, and your leafy vegetables and root vegetables in the shadier areas. Questions 14 to 17 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage.
Passage 2. Every 10 years, there is a national census to count the number of people. The census office asks every household to answer questions on a census form. The census counts people by the kind of housing they live in, the country in which they were born, and the kind of job they do, and how they travel to work. Census results are used by a great many people and are available to everyone in many ways. For example, in order to work out present and future needs, we must know how people are housed now and the size and ages of their families. Many of the figures come from the census. In order to work out future spending for pension, we need to know people's ages. How many are men and how many are women? Whether they are single or married, and the size of the family. The census shows how many people have moved from one area to another, and how the local workforce is changing. This information is used when factories, offices, shops, public transport, and places for leisure are being planned. The census is taken in order to provide figures about the nation as a whole. It does not give information about any named person, family, or household. Names and addresses are needed to take the census accurately, but they are not fed into the computer. After the census, the forms are locked away and will not be released to anyone outside the census office for 100 years. The answers you give on your census form will be treated secretly. Everyone working on the census is required to keep it secret and can be prosecuted if he or she improperly reveals information. Questions 18 to 20 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage.
Passage 3. Carolyn Robinson, 28, is a nurse, while her husband, Alan, 30, is house husband. They live with their four children. Carolyn earns £15,600 a year. While Carolyn is on ward duty at the local hospital, Alan is taking the children to school, washing up, or organizing packed lunches. Carolyn says the situation works because Alan isn't self-centered. Friends tease him and say he has an easy life, but he goes to school 3 times a day and often has to be in several different places all at once. As Carolyn says, "Our family and friends are used to our relationship now. But when Alan first stayed at home, people would talk about how good he is just because he does the housework. And I would think that no one would say that to me if I were at home." Alan used to be a truck driver. After he lost his job 2 years ago, the couple reorganized their working arrangements. Carolyn had spent years at home, but then decided to take a nursing course. It wasn't a difficult decision because Alan could find only low-paying jobs. The role reversal hasn't created tension because the couple don't bother which of them earns the money. Cutting childcare is also an advantage they have. In addition, they don't have to worry about the safety of their children. Alan also has a life outside the home. He plays the guitar for a local band. He says that some of the people in the group even envy him. Now and then they may laugh at him, but they are just envious because they get so little time to themselves. Whereas once he has taken the children to school, he has a few hours to himself. Section C, News Broadcast. Questions 21 to 22 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 1.
Astronaut Steve Robinson is going where no one has ever gone before in orbit, to a shuttle's underside, which is covered with thousands of fragile ceramic tiles as a barrier to the scorching heat caused by high-speed friction with the atmosphere. Slivers of heat-resistant fabric, filling the thin gaps between the tiles, have popped up a couple of centimeters in two places. Engineers worry that the protrusions might change the aerodynamics of Discovery's re-entry Monday and make some parts of the orbiter a few hundred degrees hotter than normal. They do not know if the shuttle can withstand the extra heat. So astronaut Robinson's task is to stand on the end of the robot arm mounted on the International Space Station, where Discovery is docked, and either pull out or trim the gap filler. He must be very careful not to strike and damage the delicate tiles with his spacesuit or tools, as he explained to reporters. Questions 23 to 24 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 2.
A glitch in computer software and sensors that monitor the fueling of the rocket used during liftoff forced NASA to delay the launch, which had been scheduled for earlier this week. Scientists hope the $720 million unmanned spacecraft will provide unprecedented information on the planet's weather, climate, and geology. The orbiter is expected to arrive at its destination in March and spend at least 4 years circling Mars. If the Mars orbiter is successful, NASA plans to send 2 additional probes to the planet's surface for further research. Questions 25 to 27 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 3.
The labor problems were the latest bad news for an industry that has been hit in recent times by high production costs and slumping demand. Tea industry officials say wages are lower in other tea-producing nations. Labor costs account for more than half the total cost of tea production. The India Tea Association's Deputy Secretary, Pranjal Niyog, says Indian tea, one predominant in world markets, has been steadily losing out as a result. The tea industry says it is also facing problems in the domestic market, which consumes 70% of the beverage produced in the country. In recent years, demand has stagnated or even declined in some areas due to the growing popularity of such beverages as soft drinks, particularly among younger people. Indian tea has traditionally dominated world markets since a few cases were exported to Britain in the mid-19th century. But now, say tea growers, they only see tough times ahead. Questions 28 to 29 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, You will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News item 4.
The new vice president of Sudan, John Garang, has died in a helicopter crash. Mr. Garang was returning from a visit to Uganda. The helicopter crashed in the mountains of southern Sudan. Officials say bad weather was to blame for the crash. It killed all 14 people on the aircraft. Mr. Garang led the rebel Sudanese People's Liberation Group for more than 20 years of civil conflict. He was sworn in as vice president less than a month ago, following a peace agreement between his group and the Sudanese government. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir announced the death of Mr. Garang. He said he would honor the spirit of the treaty they both signed to end Sudan's civil war. Question 30 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 5 seconds to answer the question. Now listen to the news. News item 5.
A plane with more than 150 people on board has crashed in a remote part of northwestern Venezuela. A rescue effort is underway. The Venezuelan Interior Minister, Jesse Chacon, said the pilot had reported engine problems and asked to make an emergency landing in Venezuela. From Caracas, Ian Bruce reports, It was at 3:07 a.m. local time that the Colombian airliner with 152 people on board reported mechanical problems with one of its engines. Venezuelan air traffic controllers say they lost contact with the plane some minutes later. Shortly afterwards, witnesses reported a large explosion in the Paria Hill near Venezuela's border with Colombia. Rescue teams from the city of Maracaibo have been sent to the scene by air and by land.